What could be sweeter than sweet cherries? David Sparks, Ag Information Network. There will be plenty of sweet cherries to enjoy and snack on over this summer, despite decreased production for this year's crop as compared to last year. As Lance Honig of the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service explains,
production there expected to total 334,000 tons. That is down 5.7% from what was actually produced last year. But if you look back over really the last 10 seasons, that's a pretty normal production level. We did spike a couple of years ago. Occasionally, you'll get an outstanding crop. But overall, the 334,000 tons, what I would call a very normal-sized crop for this year.
The year-over-year decline is due to lower 2020 production from the nation's largest sweet cherry-growing state, Washington.
They did have some freezing temperatures a little bit earlier in the season that raised a little bit of concern, but overall, the crop in pretty good shape.
But Washington's not alone in the cherry-growing business.
When we think of sweet cherries, we tend to think of Washington because they are such a large producing state, but really California and Oregon producing a lot of cherries as well. And actually, we did see a bit of an increase in the crop size in those two states. So even though crop size down a little in our big producer for the sweet cherries, California and Oregon helped holding that production up with a better crop this year.
And by the way, Idaho grows its fair share of sweet cherries. Ag Information Network of the West.